Father, I just truly do thank you for all those that came out to sit in your presence this morning. Just to truly dine at your table and receive fresh new wine. I'm asking, Father God, that you meet each and every need here this morning. And Father God, as we sang this song, Hallelujah, I just remembered the reason why the song was even written was because a little boy was dying. And through this song, Father God, you raised him up off the deathbed. And Father God, we just thank you that as a song was played this morning and as the people entered into praise and worship, that all sickness had to disappear. All infirmities had to go in Jesus' name. And that we are healed in the name of Jesus. And the enemy can't ever touch us ever again. And Father, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Pentecost is a time when we really should be rejoicing, which we did this morning, and we should be excited over the things that God is doing, has done, is doing, and is going to do. If we can't rejoice over that, then what are we here for? Right? And I'm just hoping and praying that you're all really rejoicing God this morning. You know, at the green where we was at yesterday, I sit and observe a lot. And I was watching Sister Elaine, and I understand why she is called into the street ministry. She blends right in with him, and she just loves on him, and she just, you know, I saw her dance with the little kids. And, you know, see, God knows our calling. He knows exactly what our personalities are all like. And I just thank God that if we would just enter into our true calling and not try to be something, you know, so I want to go do street ministry. Are you anointed to do street ministry is a question. Are you understanding this? You might think some things are really great and you want to do them, but are you anointed to do these things? And this is what God was showing me yesterday, that too many people are doing their own thing and not God's thing. They've gotten themselves into things that they're not anointed to do. And this is why there's so many failures in the body of Christ. And we're blaming it all on God. And really, it's us. We're in a place where we should not be. But, you know, I was looking at our tent yesterday, too. And I just want to say that you people all really, presented yourself very well before the Lord. You acted professional and you loved on the people. And you know, I was sitting in awe at how you're growing up in God and you and how God is using you powerfully. And as I watched the people doing the prophetic, I thought everybody's getting into the prophetic today. Everybody was just, you know, God would use different ones for different groupings. And I watched the people, and they were receiving, and they were truly blessed. And you just have to understand that God's called this morning fullness of time is the reason why I'm saying this. You have to understand that you guys who have been, God's had you in training, you have truly entered into your fullness of time. And God is really ready to use each and every one of you to go forth and do the ministry that he's called you forth to do. And, you know, I was watching the flaggers, and they were running around the green flagging, you know, and back there worshiping the Father and waving all the, you know, make sure the atmosphere was clear. And it was just powerful to watch you grow up. I mean, watch you grown up. You're no longer babies. And I've been telling some of you, as I look at your faces, I can see a grown-up person now. You're not a little baby anymore, Christ, but a grown-up person. And I'm just really excited, and I hope you are too. I hope that you're excited that God has grown you up and now God is using you. Some of you are finding out that when God starts using you, it's not such a good thing, is it? Because there's an awful lot of coming against, and because the enemy's mad now because you have come to full age, and he knows now he really has to work on you before you work on him. Yeah, and I just think it's awesome. And I watched, you know, Barbara, and I watched Astrid get people, you know, and just keep ministering. I timed it. They ministered 1 hour to one lady. But the lady was excited. They it's what God wanted. And so, you know, I just watched all this stuff. And I was thinking, where's Brother Allen at? There's a motorcycle group. He needs to be at that over there at that motorcycle group, you know, showing them what God's all about. He was working, but anyhow, when he came, you know, but you just have to go to these events that God calls, and you just have to enter into what, use your anointing. Don't be somebody else's anointing, but use your anointing and just open up and just let God use you. I was just totally in awe that some of you that did a prophetic word that I really didn't think you had all that much in you, but y'all did. And like Elaine said, everything was spot on. Is that what they said? And so anyhow, I was excited. So you have truly come into your fullness of time. And God said, I don't want no more. He's saying to me, tell you, no more backsliding. No more going in the opposite direction, but now it's full steam ahead. Go forth and do now what God is calling you forth to do. What he has, not calling, but what he has called you forth to do. And the anointing he has placed upon your life. Okay, so Galatians 4:4-7 tells us, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Why? To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I'm going to stop there because after I left the green, whatever you called it, I had to go to Sam's to pick up a few things. Of course, we all had our T-shirts on. And one of the ladies that works in there, she sort of singled us out and followed us around. And she said to little Isaiah, why do you have that T-shirt on that says that? Why are you all dressed in these T-shirts? He said, we just came from Jesus. That's why. And she said, oh, did you have Bible study? He said, no, we were out there just worshiping Jesus. And then she asked what we were doing. And so we stood and talked for a few minutes. But see, just what a testimony a T-shirt was. You know, I thought that was awesome. And little Isaiah, he got all excited. And, of course, he had to tell all about Jesus in his own way. All right, then Ephesians 1:9-10 said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And this is what God has done here in Ephesians 1:9-10. He was raising every one of you up as leaders. And now it says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, which he did, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Whatever he purposed in himself to do with each one of you, he has done already. And so you're already prepared to go forth and do the mighty works. Then it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. So this is his dispensation of time. And he's gathered you all together to go forth and do his works. Isn't that awesome? You know, the one church there, they said when they were being prophesied to, forerunner came up. The word forerunner, I don't know how because I wasn't there. And so one pastor, the pastor who was being prayed over, he got all excited. He said, our church is called the Forerunner Church. And I said to Brother Christopher, who was sitting next to me, I said, you know, Chris, I said, God, when we first started, we were called the Forerunner Church, you know, and I said, and so we did what God wanted us to do for those 40 years. And now, since God is in a new 40-year dispensation, he's raising up new Forerunner churches to do the things that need to be done, you know, in this next 40-year dispensation. And as I watched the homeless walking around there, and I watched some of the kids are supposed to be godly, but they weren't, I thought, God, you really need to raise up a younger generation that can deal with these younger people. Do you understand? Because, you know, me and my old feeble mind, I'm thinking, why are these kids doing this? But then whenever I sit and think, you know, when I sit and get rational with myself, this is the times. This is just what the times are, and this is what's going on. And so what God needs is you younger people who know what's going on and are living in, you know, have lived and are still living amongst some of that. I'm not saying you're sinning, but, you know, your friends and relatives live amongst that. You understand what's going on, so God can use you. And you're out there on the workforce, you know, and living among all that stuff that's going on. And that's why God's called it. This is a younger generation time. This is why he's trying to raise up you young kids. Because you know, you young teenagers, girls and boys, you're in school, you know how the kids are thinking, and you know how they rationalize things. And so God can just take you and use you and to bring these people around. Are you understanding this? So don't regret anything you've ever gone through. You young kids too. I'm talking young kids now, or even young people, because God knew this fullness of time was coming, when this gross darkness was going to come to a head, and he knew he needed you, and he knew you were strong enough to do the works for him. So he brought you to this place at the right time. When I was first born again, I said, God, I spent 50 years of my life doing nothing. He said, no, you didn't. He said, I raised you up for such a time as this. And now, even though we've done our 40 years, we're still going to be doing 40 more years, helping the younger generation understand what they're here for and where they're going to. Are you all understanding this? So when you go out there, you Elaine, when you go out there and you minister to these churches, these pastors that you're going to run across, God's going to use you to help them come forth. Because God showed me that some pastors are excited, and but they're not sure-footed yet, and they're just doing, just running around doing, and they're all doing all good things, but they're not settled. And so, since you're settled, then you can watch them, and as God tells you, now I want you to say this, I want you to say that, then you'll help them become sure-footed, and they'll be right, and God will raise them up to do the perfect works that they need to do. All right, and I think it was your wife Nancy told me that so many people, or was it you, Brad? Told me so many people have told you that churches don't talk about deliverance, that they don't talk about the Holy Spirit. They're in church, but they don't know anything about God. And it was you, because you was crying when you used to tell me, because you said how sad that these people don't know what we know. And see what, you do know things that other people don't know. And so when God sends you forth, you tell them, when God prompts you, you tell them exactly what God wants them to do. All right? It doesn't matter if they're a pastor or who they are. One time when I first started, and God said, I'm going to have you minister to pastors. And I go, and these people have been in the ministry 40, 50 years. And I said, God, what can I possibly tell them? He said, you'll be able to tell them a lot that they don't know. And I found out that was true. I don't care how long they were in the ministry, they did not know what they needed to know to do the things God wanted them to do. So don't ever feel like you're inferior. Don't ever think you can't do because somebody's been in ministry longer. If God is sending you, then you can do it. Okay? Because this is your timing. I'm hearing God say, don't step out of your timing. All right, then here's what I wrote down. Fullness of time, it means an arrangement of things or a scheme. Now, this is when God starts speaking. The fullness of time has come, the time when all of the dots have been connected, and the time for my words to come forth in great power with signs, wonders, and miracles. As you step into this fullness of time, you will comprehend all that I have been speaking of for generations. This fullness of time will bring about resurrection power and miracles as never seen before. This fullness of time will restore all that has been broken and torn asunder. God went on to say, entering into the fullness of time brings blessing after blessing, and all will stand in perfect awe as they watch you be transformed before their very own eyes. That's you, each one of you leaders. They're going to watch. They're watching you be transformed, and God said they're going to stand in perfect awe as they watch you be transformed before their very own eyes. For all that I have spoken over your life will begin to happen and will not quit until all my words over your life have been fulfilled. So you need to be in expectation this morning that everything that God has spoken over your life is being fulfilled even as we speak. God said, many have been waiting for this time and this hour, and now it is upon you, children, and I am blessing and not cursing, and I am making the enemy flee on all sides. You shall see the resurrection of the dead that have been sitting in my houses for years. He's talking about church people. For I am breathing new life into dead bodies, and they shall become one body in total unity, going forth carrying the mantle of the glory that will destroy every yoke. You see that? You shall see the resurrection of the dead that have been sitting in my houses for years. For I am breathing new life into dead bodies, and they shall become one body in total unity, going forth carrying the mantle of the glory that will destroy every yoke. So don't cross your brother or your sister off, is what God is saying here, because he's breathing new life into them. Just like God said, blow the new wine, you know, this morning. And I'm hoping you all received that. He was giving you new wine, new life. He was breathing new life into you. And then God said, you will no longer be yoke carriers, for you shall be endued with power from on high as the glory descends upon you, just as it did the day my son Jesus was baptized. So I looked up Matthew 3:13-17. It says, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River. He came to John, John the Baptist, wanting John to baptize him. But John tried to stop him, and John said, why do you come to me to be baptized? I should be baptized by you. Then Jesus answered, let it be this way for now. We should do whatever the God says is right. Then John agreed. Even though John knew that Jesus was higher than him, Jesus said, but we have to do it this way because this is the way God wants it done. So Jesus was baptized. As soon as he came up out of the water, the sky opened, and he saw God's Spirit coming down on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the one I love. I am very pleased with him. I want to stop there because, you know, Lane said that the three got baptized yesterday. And I was sitting there and I was listening to this one young kid in the other tent telling this other young boy that was one of the street children, you know, what baptism was all about. And he said, man, he said, they'll put you down in the water and you come back up, and they'll put you down, and you come back up, put you down, and you come back up, and then it's done. And the kid said, will they drown me? No, man, they don't drown you. They just dip you three times. So the kid said, all right, I'll go. But it was just funny just sitting there listening to it. You know, see, this is the younger generation, and this is the way they see it, and this is the way they speak it. All right? All right, God said, at that given time, you will fully comprehend what I have been saying all this time, and you will gladly hang up the old and cling to the new. So when you get baptized with this power that God's talking about, God said, at that given time, you will fully comprehend what I have been saying all this time, and you will gladly hang up the old and cling to the new. God said, there will be no more question as to what I am doing with your lives, for it will be laid out before your very eyes. See, I know a lot of us question God, what are you going to do with me? What's my next step? But God said, we won't ever have to think that again, because it's going to be there plain to see. God said, so many in my body did not comprehend what I was saying nor doing, but now they will. I have bestowed all of heaven upon you, for it is truly the fullness of time to bring in the harvest of souls that I have been preparing for such a time as this. God said, many shall no longer be looking here and looking there, because everything will lie right in front of them to plainly see. They will no longer spend hours seeking my face as to what I would have them do, for they shall know all things. And I thought that was exciting. Praise, perfect praise, brings forth the humility you will need to carry out my perfect will in your lives. So you have to learn to praise him. If God's still working on you and you're still getting awake singing that song, hallelujah, you know. And, you know, I got awake again last night, and God said, daughter, you are fighting the enemy as you sleep and don't even know it. And he said, that's why I put the praise song in your spirit. So you see, when you're getting awake like that, you are fighting the darkness that's around about either you or somebody you're praying for. Then God said, have you not understood why I'm having you praise me so deeply? Have you not comprehended what all this praise has been doing in your lives and the lives of those around about you? Now you do, right? In this fullness of time is all knowledge, and you will understand all things, for this is the heritage of the children of the Most High. All right, guys, in this fullness of time is all knowledge, and you will understand all things, for this is the heritage of the children of the Most High. God said, I will withhold absolutely nothing from you. I held nothing from my son, and as he watched me do the works of building a kingdom, he went forth and built a kingdom so all could have salvation bestowed upon them. God said, I now need you to work in this dispensation of time, and I need you to build a kingdom for the lost and dying to come into here upon this earth. He's talking about building a church. Their church has not been building a kingdom for the lost to come into. They have been building a kingdom of self, and even the church is lost. And isn't that the truth? God said, but the fullness of time has come, and all things will be seen through different perspectives. And all will understand that the time is now, and they will march forward with praise upon their lips, and they will never once again think about turning back. But the fullness of time has come, and all things will be seen through different perspectives. And let's just stop there. You know, I want you to do something. I want you to start looking at things that are happening around to you, around about you. And if you'll really look at yourself, you'll see you're not reacting like you used to react, but you're reacting in a new way because you now see things as God sees them. And you won't get upset with what's going on around about you or to you, but you would just start praising God and thanking Him that He placed you in that situation so you could pray and untie God's hands and allow Him to move in those situations. All right? Too many of us have been looking at things, you know, in a wrong perspective. We haven't understood what God was trying to do. All right, so I'm going to read that again. But the fullness of time has come, and all things will be seen through different perspectives, and all will understand that the time is now, and they will march forward with praise upon their lips, and then they will never once again think about turning back. See, if you really now look at things in a new perspective, you won't even get upset. And I'm hearing God said, you'll become unnerved. And people will look at you, what, have you lost your mind? No, you haven't lost your mind. You're just now in perfect peace with God because you look at things with new perspective. All right? God said, I have decreed a thing and it shall come to pass. When the fullness of time came to pass for my son Jesus to be born, I made a way for this transition to occur. I am doing the very same thing at this given moment. I am preparing a way for the second coming of my son Jesus, for the fullness of time has come, and all things have been placed in order, and now the great harvest will begin, and then the end. Remember, God told me that he told me a while back that we are now in the dispensation of time where we are preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus. Now, I don't know when he's going to come, but that's what we're here for. God said the gospel will be preached throughout this entire world, and this gospel will be preached in all of its fullness, and every dot and tittle will be spoken. God said, oh, what a time of rejoicing this is, a time when the lost will see their Father in all of his fullness, a time when the knees will bow and the tongues confess that Jesus is Lord over all. High time the enemy is placed under your feet, and the glory be over your head, and your countenance shine like the noonday sun. Now, I was praying and I was seeking God's face and last night, and I said, God, when is it going to happen that, you know, witchcraft, you know, is being prayed against the churches right now, voodoo and all that kind of stuff. When are we going to come into the dispensation of time whenever, no matter what the witches do or the voodoo does, it will not affect us because it is affecting the body of Christ. And God has told us it's going on and we have to pray. But I know that there's a time and a season, and I'm hoping it's now, that no matter what the voodoo and the witchcraft and everything do, it cannot touch us. You understand what I'm saying? Why can't we just walk away from it? Why does it? Because the Word of God says no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. So why is it, you know, all right, so when they pray sickness over people, they get sick. You know, why is it that it touches us? I haven't gotten an answer yet, but I will seek until I find one. But don't you believe me when I say that, you know, if we're endued with power from on high, that no matter what anybody prays against us, it should not come near our dwelling place. Right? So guys, you know, you be seeking God's face too. And, you know, we need to get an answer to this thing. You know, whenever we do get the answer, this will be a miracle and a sign and a wonder that, you know, even the witch doctors will say, I've done everything I can do and I can't touch them. They're in a safe place and I can't get to that safe place. All right. See, we have to do some work too. We just want to sit by and let God do all the work, and it's not the way it works. We have to do our job too. Everybody has a part to play here. God went on to say, all glory and honor will be given to me at this great dispensation of time. For my church has begun to arise and take their mantles and march forward to my drumbeat and lay aside the drumbeat of this broken world. Isn't that neat? He said, the church has begun. And I kept hearing him say, begun to rise up out of the ashes. But, you know, I didn't put that down, but he said that. And I am so glad to hear that, because the church has been so bound up and so depressed. And you know, they're not helping anybody, not even their own self. But now God said the church is now rising up in this dispensation of time. Well, I got excited when he said, and take their mantles. You know, the mantles that God has given. You know, we are the church individually and corporately. So God give us each a mantle, and we're taking our mantles, and we are going to break up the darkness. God said, I am beckoning all of my children to come into the fullness of time and conquer on all sides and build me a kingdom of souls that have been saved by grace, all brokenness healed and sent forth to bring in the others that are lost and undone. And when he said that, I thought about the other word he gave us, where he said, you know, when we'll be doing the harvest, before we can even get to harvest rest, a new harvest will be coming in. And here he says, when he sends in the world, we're going to minister to them, and then we'll no sooner get them ministered to, and then they'll be out there bringing in some more lost. And, you know, they'll be bringing in those that they have contact with, which we don't have contact with. Are you understanding that? And this is just how God works, you know. And I got excited with that, because I could just see, you know, Mark and Elaine out there on their street ministries, and they get a handful of people saved, and then that handful of people go get another handful, and next thing you have a landslide of lost souls saved. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I don't know about you, but I really got excited when God was telling me all this. And God said, in this fullness of time, time as you have known it will no longer exist. This will be a time, a frame that moves super fast, in a time frame where all things will be accomplished in less time than usual. Isn't that exciting? In this fullness of time, time as you have known it will no longer exist. This will be a time frame that moves super fast, in a time frame where all things will be accomplished in less time than usual. God said, you will be so amazed at what is about to occur that you will find yourself stopping and pinching yourselves to make sure you're still alive. Great, great expectation as the days go forth. My children are learning to be expectant at all times. They are looking for the unknown everywhere they place their feet. They will be looking in great expectancy for me to move the mountains before they speak a word. They will be looking for miracles to begin to work before they ever set their feet into the circle. They will just know without a shadow of a doubt that I have gone before and prepared the atmosphere of the mighty signs, wonders, and miracles to take place. And as he said that, I remember the time that Benny Hinn said he got, you know, he was having one of those miracle crusades, and he got stuck in traffic, and he called ahead, and he said, I'm stuck in traffic. They said, well, don't worry about it, because God's already moving. He said, we have people being healed all over the place. And so he said, what did he say here? They will just know without a shadow of a doubt that I have gone before and prepared their atmosphere for the mighty signs, wonders, and miracles to take place. So then he says the air will be alive with expectations. The atmosphere all around about will be infused with electricity from on high. And so that when we come to church, we'll be so excited, because we know that God's already went ahead of us and he's already prepared the way, and we're going to see nothing but great signs, wonders, and miracles. Come on. This is the truth. And then God went on to say, the world will finally realize that there is a heaven and a hell, and they will finally realize that there is a Father in heaven that loves them unconditionally. Oh, what great excitement that is already all around about you. For the angels in heaven are rejoicing already, for they know what it is about. They know what is about to occur, and they cannot stop rejoicing over a lost and dying world that is about to be resurrected once again. And when God said that, I thought about whenever he said he was going to bring America back to where she should be once again. And God said, just as I resurrected my son, I am working to resurrect this lost and dying world. Praise me, children. Praise me from the rooftops. Praise me from the mountaintops. Praise me in the valleys. Praise me in the good times and praise me in the bad times. For praise is what is bringing you through at this given time. Amen. You know, God's taken, I don't even have any desire whatsoever to even listen to a song, to get a song service together. You know, he's taken me clear out of that. And so as we were sitting there singing this morning, I thought, well, God, you give this over to Aaron. Now it's his job to make sure that the air is full of electricity of praise and worship the way God wants it. So he has to bring us into that breakthrough time through praise and worship. Then God said, remember how the enemy tried to abort my son Jesus. When the fullness of time came, he worked really hard at eliminating my son, but I did not allow that to happen. The enemy has been at work making sure this harvest of loss and dying are not brought in at this fullness of time dispensation, but I am not allowing that to happen either. So I don't care what old Slewfoot does, he cannot touch this harvest. God said it's a fullness of time. He has set everything in place. Everything's working perfectly in God's timing. And God said nothing will be able to stop this harvest of souls when it was time. Well, now it is time, and nothing is going to be able to stop this harvest of souls. You know, one street person I brought into my house and been there 2 years now, he stood and he was talking to Teresa last night. He said, this family took me in off the street. Taught me how to love and how to be a family. Taught me how to, you know, do the ups and downs without running and getting upset. He said, I can't never go back to my old lifestyle. I can't ever go back to the streets with the hate and everything that's going on. And when she told me that late last night, I got excited. I said, God, there's our first testimony. You know, whenever he finally gets himself into the house of God, that he'll be able to work with the street people. And, you know, he can even go out on the street and work with them and tell them the goodness of God. But remember, when he first came to my house, he didn't even know, never heard Jesus. And now he can't get enough of Jesus. All right? There's a reason why he doesn't come to church, but he can't get enough of Jesus. I make sure he gets enough. So what I'm saying here, you know, your labors are not in vain. Those that you bring in will give a testimony of Jesus Christ, and others will listen. Amen. I read also late last night where the alcohol people are finding out, I forgot what they called them, but they're finding out that people are quitting, they have decided they're going to quit drinking as much. And now the wineries and the alcohol people are trying to regroup because now they know they're going to lose their money. So there's a whole lot of things going on right now that you don't really realize is going on. And God, I know that God brought that about too. Because the fullness of time has come. God has set everything, I'm hearing him say, he set his wills in motion, and you can't stop it no matter how you try to stop it. All right? I'm hearing God say, start throwing your nets in even today. Catch a full net load. God said, in the fullness of time, I will be giving my children second by second. Is that right? All of the angelic host are on assignment to make sure this fullness of time comes to pass and what it was meant to accomplish will be accomplished. All right, now, God said, all the angelic host are on assignment to make sure this fullness of time comes to pass and what it was meant to accomplish will be accomplished. So we're going to believe right now that when you saw an angel close to the church here, that what God wants to accomplish in the church is going to be accomplished, right? Yeah. All right. God said, in this fullness of time, I will be giving my children second by second direction, and they will know at every given moment what I want from them. This is why the display of signs, wonders, and miracles will occur all across this land. God says, triumph, children, triumph on all sides. Settle for nothing less. If it is not triumph, then you have strayed from my presence. Get back into my presence and continue in this fullness of time. So no matter what we do, what we touch, we should triumph in it. We should never miss the mark. God says, my church has risen out of the dust, and they have dusted themselves off, and they are ready to enter into this fullness of time dispensation. Are you now? God's saying, are you ready? Are you still part of this church? You know, I don't mean this church, I mean the church. Are you part of this church that God is talking about, that he's gotten you ready, been working on you, and now is your the fullness of time in your life, and are you ready to go forth and do a great and mighty works for God? Brother Allen told me years ago, I gave you a prophetic word, right? And then just recently, Astrid gave him the word for word. How many years ago did you get the word? And he thought it was then, but it's been 5 years, and Astrid spoke to him during the service here just recently. Word for word, he said. And you know, when you get a prophetic word that part it's word for word, identical, you should set up and take notice, because God is on the move, and God is trying to do some great and powerful things in your lives. Now, each one of you in here tonight, or this morning, isn't it? This morning, you need to understand that God wants to endue you with this power of fullness of time. And what he wants to do is place an anointing of fullness of time on you. And that anointing will take you into your ministry. And that anointing will accomplish everything that God wants you to accomplish. So if you want that anointing for the fullness of time, then you come up to the altar and God's going to touch you in a mighty way. You know, if you look at the darkness is getting darker. And this is the reason why God has to do what he's doing right now. He needs a lost and dying world brought into his presence. I'm just hearing God say, once you get this anointing, you won't even skip a beat with him. You will be constantly in his perfect will. All of you who are called into ministries, God's going to be giving you your buildings, and you're going to start opening up your own ministries. So be expectant. God said he wants you to enter into expectancy. Be expectant and expect God to move mightily in your ministry that you're starting. God's having you start. This altar area is so anointed that when I step down, it's like stepping down into the waters and getting fully baptized in his presence. God's saying, come on, my children. Enter into the fullness of the time right now.